American Language Course, Book 17, Tape 4D. Hello. Open your books to the activities for Tape 4D. Listen to this conversation.
Hello, Transglobal Airlines. How may I help you?
My name is Ed Wilson. I'd like to confirm my reservations for next Wednesday afternoon on flight 372.
Okay, sir. Wait 1 minute while I check. Yes, sir. We have you down for Wednesday afternoon. Flight 372, departing at 1:32 and arriving in St. Louis at 4:14.
Thank you. I'll see you next Wednesday.
Thank you for calling Transglobal Airlines.
Look at figure one. I'll read for the clerk, and you read for Ed. I'll begin. Hello, Transglobal Airlines. How may I help you? Okay, sir. Wait 1 minute while I check. Yes, sir. We have you down for Wednesday afternoon, flight 372, departing at 1:32 and arriving in St. Louis at 4:14. Thank you for calling Transglobal Airlines. Now look at figure two. This time, you read for the clerk, and I'll read for Ed. You begin. My name is Ed Wilson. I'd like to confirm my reservations for next Wednesday afternoon on flight 372. Thank you. I'll see you next Wednesday. Now listen to another conversation.
You and Keith are going to Pete's dinner party, aren't you?
Yes, we'll be there about 6:30.
And you're bringing a salad, aren't you?
No, I'm bringing a dessert.
Oh, it's a good thing that I asked. Okay, I have you down for a dessert.
Great, see you there.
Look at figure three. I'll read for Ann, and you read for Jan. I'll begin. You and Keith are going to Pete's dinner party, aren't you? And you're bringing a salad, aren't you? Oh, it's a good thing that I asked. Okay, I have you down for a dessert. Now look at figure four. This time you read for Ann, and I'll read for Jan. You begin. Yes, we'll be there about 6:30. No, I'm bringing a dessert. Great. See you there. Let's do one more. Listen to this conversation.
Hey, Jack, be careful. That's a live wire, isn't it?
No, don't worry. It's a dead wire.
You didn't switch off the curtain in the other room, did you?
Not yet. I'll do that right now. Look at figure five. I'll read for John, and you read for Jack. I'll begin. Hey, Jack, be careful. That's a live wire, isn't it? You didn't switch off the current in the other room, did you? Look at figure 6. This time, you read for John, and I'll read for Jack. You begin. No, don't worry. It's a dead wire. Not yet. I'll do that right now. Look at figure 7. The outline is not complete. Listen to some information and complete the outline. You will hear the information 2 times. Mr. Jackson wants to hire a new secretary. The person he hires must be friendly, reliable, honest, and hardworking. He will not consider anyone who is dishonest, unfriendly, selfish, demanding, or messy. Listen again and complete the outline. Mr. Jackson wants to hire a new secretary. The person he hires must be friendly, reliable, honest, and hardworking. He will not consider anyone who is dishonest, unfriendly, selfish, demanding, or messy. Let's go over the answers. In number 1, letter A is friendly. Letter B is reliable. Letter C is honest. Letter D is hardworking. In number 2, letter A is dishonest. Letter B is unfriendly. Letter C is selfish. Letter D is demanding. Letter E is messy. Now look at figure 8. Listen to the information and then complete the outline. What would we do without vehicles? If there were no vehicles, we couldn't ride a bus, fly a plane, ride a train, or drive a car. And it would take a long time to get places. Listen again and complete the outline. What would we do without vehicles? If there were no vehicles, we couldn't ride a bus, fly a plane, ride a train, or drive a car. And it would take a long time to get places. Let's check your answers. Number 1 is, couldn't ride a bus. Number 2 is, couldn't fly a plane. Number 3 is, couldn't ride a train. Number 4 is, couldn't drive a car. Number 5 is, would take a long time to get places. Now look at figure 9. This is a dictation. Listen to the paragraph and write what you hear. You will hear the paragraph 3 times. Jim's really a nice man. He's responsible and clever. I know I can rely on him for everything. In fact, he's the only one I trust to do my job while I'm away on vacation. Jim's really a nice man. He's responsible and clever. I know I can rely on him for everything. In fact, he's the only one I trust to do my job while I'm away on vacation. Jim's really a nice man. He's responsible and clever. I know I can rely on him for everything. In fact, he's the only one I trust to do my job while I'm away on vacation. At the end of the tape, you can turn to the answer page to check your answers for figures 7, 8, and 9. Now look at figure 10. Take a moment and read the questions. Now listen to the announcement and be ready to answer the questions. You will hear the announcement twice. General Martin's retirement parade will be Thursday, May 3rd at 09:30 hours. Following the parade, there will be a reception at the Officers Club. Contact Captain Thompson for more information. General Martin's retirement parade will be Thursday, May 3rd at 09:30 hours. Following the parade, there will be a reception at the Officers Club. Contact Captain Thompson for more information. Now answer the questions. Let's check your answers. Number one, When will the parade be held? It will be held Thursday, May 3rd, at 0930 hours. Repeat, it will be held Thursday, May 3rd, at 0930 hours. Number 2. Will there be a reception after the parade? Yes, there will be a reception after the parade. Repeat. Yes, there will be a reception after the parade. Number 3. Where will the reception be? The reception will be at the Officers' Club. Repeat. The reception will be at the Officers' Club. Number 4. Who can you contact if you need more information? You can contact Captain Thompson for more information. Repeat. You can contact Captain Thompson for more information. Look at Figure 11. Take a moment and read those questions. Now listen to this announcement and be ready to answer the questions. Attention students, you have listened to four tapes from Book 17, Lesson 4. You have worked very hard on these tapes, and so have I. To reward you for working so hard, your instructor has made arrangements for you to have a 10-minute break. You can take this break at the snack bar. For more information, see your instructor. Attention students, you have listened to four tapes from Book 17, Lesson 4. You have worked very hard on these tapes, and so have I. To reward you for working so hard, your instructor has made arrangements for you to have a 10-minute break. You can take this break at the snack bar. For more information, see your instructor. Now answer the questions. Let's check your answers. Number 1. How many tapes have you listened to from Book 17, Lesson 4? I've listened to four tapes. Repeat, I've listened to four tapes. Number 2. Have you worked hard on these tapes? Yes, I have. Repeat, yes, I have. Number 3. What arrangements has your instructor made for you? He has arranged for us to have a 10-minute break. Repeat. He has arranged for us to have a 10-minute break. Number 4. Where can you take this break? At the snack bar. Repeat. We can take this break at the snack bar. Number 5. Who should you contact if you need more information? My instructor. I should contact my instructor. Repeat. I should contact my instructor. This is the end of Tape 4D, Book 17.